We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Jason Munns is the Tiger basketball beat writer for The Commercial Appeal. You can follow him on Twitter on X at Munsley. Joins us each and every Monday. Munns, shout out to the New Radicals.
Yeah, man. Going back to the 90s.
Criminally underrated album.
You get what you give, man.
You get what you give. He also wrote the Michelle Branch, The Game of Love. That's my guy, Greg.
Oh, he wrote that?
Greg Alexander, oh. Yeah. Flowers, criminally underrated song on this album.
I think I've met anyone who had the album.
Oh, this is a big Jeff album. This is the one where your dad.
Like, I've met two people.
Well, this is the album your dad has and plays in the car, and you're just trying to make sure he only plays that one because it's like the one album you can agree on.
So many bucket hats in the video.
So many bucket hats. Yeah, and he had to apologize to Hanson because he rips on him at the end of this, but he ends up producing an album for them. Yeah, New Radicals, shout out.
All right, Munns. Well, last night we had probably the most newsworthy Penny Hardaway coaches TV show I can remember, simply because we haven't heard from Penny. I don't think we have publicly at all since the season ended. This was filmed 17 days ago on April 12th. But nonetheless, since we haven't heard from him between now and then or before it was recorded, an interesting...
Well, let me go back on your timeline. Had Cal been hired then?
I think so. Let's see.
He made reference to it in the show.
Let's see here. I believe he had. Let's see here. Calipari was hired, April 10th. Okay. It was 2 days afterwards this was recorded. But yes, the big sort of tidbit out of this was Penny was asked about, I guess he was asked at like scheduling predictions. Or schedule, look ahead with scheduling, right? Would that be the best way to phrase it?
Yeah.
He was asked to look ahead to like what fans could hope for, or you know what could be on the horizon scheduling wise for fans. And here's the quote: "Quote, I think we can get Cal to finally play us over at Arkansas because the Arkansas fans want the game. We couldn't do it at Kentucky, but I think because the Razorback fans want that rivalry back, they may kind of force his." Hand. What'd you make of it, Munns?
I mean, go shoot your shot, go for it.
I admired the wishful thinking, but it felt like wishful thinking ultimately.
It felt like a negotiation through the media.
Yeah.
Negotiation through your own coach's show.
Yeah.
it kind of did feel like that.
He's right, though. They should play. He's right.
When did you write your column basically saying they need to get it on the schedule again? It had to have been around that. It may have even been that same day.
Let's see here.
That the show was recorded.
Let's see. Yes. April 12th is when that column. April 12th at 5 a.m. is when that column came out.
So you probably wrote it the 10th or the 11th.
Yeah.
Yes, but the show aired. The show was filmed on the 12th. I don't know. I think that's I don't really think he got it from my column. I think he's been wanting to play John Calipari.
No, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm saying great minds think alike.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, my column was John Calipari owes Memphis basketball the Arkansas series that he stopped.
Right. So, no, I mean, I'm not saying that your column prompted him to say that, but, you know, like, it is...
I think it's a thought that went to everyone's mind, ultimately. Everyone wants that. Everyone on the Memphis side should want the Arkansas series back, and I think he's right in that. I think there is I don't know if it will ultimately get done because of this, but I do think there's a much better chance of an appetite from Arkansas side than Kentucky's side. Yeah, 100% agree.
That's why that's you know, you and I, we talked as you were writing that column. We talked. I made the point to you then that I feel like there's much less. Sort of like whatever you want to call it. Like there's just nowhere near as many people on the fan side, like shooting it down publicly. Like I remember when Memphis and Arkansas played in the Bahamas, I asked Eric Musselman after that game, if there was any, you know, like talk of getting the rivalry back. You know, it was, you know, a big deal that they had played for the first time in a long time. And he shot it down, but like when I put it out there on social media and stuff, a lot of the Arkansas fans were like, I don't understand why we don't get this going again. Like, we don't have a problem with this. We think it's a really good game, you know, like all that sort of stuff. So, like, there was just very few, if any, people who were in my mentions who were going like, oh, forget this. We don't need Memphis. We don't like Memphis. We don't want Memphis. Like, there was just none of that stuff. And so, you know, I think Penny is spot on when he says that the fans want this series to resume, and
and the whole, like,
almost like he's trying to rally them to kind of go to Cal and say, hey, get it going again.
Well, if you go back and look, when I did that column, I went back and looked, like, why did John Calipari was the coach at Memphis when that series against Arkansas ended.
Cal wanted to get rid of all those SEC.
The reason he gave publicly at the time, I went back and looked in our archives, was that it wasn't like a guaranteed TV game, ultimately. And, like, you want that game on, you want your games to be guaranteed TV games. And as you pointed out, ultimately he also didn't want these regional rivalry games because of the recruiting implications. Well, those implications are basically gone, right? Like, Arkansas and Memphis are both recruiting the transfer portal. I guess Arkansas isn't as much because Cal's bringing a lot of his recruits.
I would say he's recruiting his Kentucky guys.
But I still think there's no way he's doing it next year in his first year, Calipari.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, there's 10 of the 13 non-conference games have pretty much been decided. Not pretty much. They've been set.
And they're locked in.
Yeah, and I think they're really close to locking in two more. And I think the third one's going to be another. I think the last three that haven't been announced are going to be bye games. So, I think it's a little late in the game to get that one, to get that going again for next season. But
we would be in agreement, right? If, let's say, the deal on the table. What if the deal on the table is, so there's two possible deals. There's three, I guess. There's the true home and home, one game in Fayetteville, one game in Memphis. That's, to me, what should happen. But let's say Arkansas comes back to you and says, we'll do what you did with Tennessee with Rick Barnes, where we'll play one in Memphis, you'll play one at Fayetteville, and then we got to play in Little Rock for the third. Do you agree to that if you're Memphis?
Yes, hands down.
Yep.
What if it's just, we'll play you in Little Rock, which seems to have been the answer in recent years, from what I understand. Like, we won't do a series. We're not going to agree to a series, but we will play you in 2 years in Little Rock.
I would say I don't know that that is as quick of a yes. I mean, I'd need to hear more.
Well, isn't the other problem in this situation...
And it very well could be Cal is listening to this and going, I'm not playing Memphis, sorry.
Right. Isn't the other issue in this is you're still going to have the three extra FedEx Forum dates that you need to fill, correct?
Well, we'll see. It depends. Their agreement at FedEx Forum is over after this year, and they're They're hammering out a new one.
So you're talking about next year. Okay.
We don't know what that new deal will look like, whether it'll have those same sort of parameters the old deal had.
I don't know. That's the one where I'm kind of taking the – I'm trying to figure out the pulse of the fan base. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Because we talked about whether or not you would agree to this. I think in the end, I wouldn't be happy about it because I mentioned I'm get these games on campus. I think in the end, I'd probably do it.
Okay. Because it's such close proximity to Memphis and...
Well, and maybe if it's good, you can convince them to continue it in a more, you know...
Right.
Like, okay, we'll play in Memphis. We'll do... If it's a success, you maybe can continue it and get that game in Memphis later on. I think you agree to it even if it's in Little Rock at this point. I want to see the game played and... But I don't know. I could see the argument where if you give in there,
well, the only problem is
ultimately they're going to just keep doing it to you. And like I said,
it's like I guess
gut tells me
argument.
Cal doesn't want to play this series.
Yeah. Well, my whole deal is like the want of the fan base isn't going to matter either way because Cal's going to do what he wants to do. But like think about it in these terms, the Auburn Memphis game in Atlanta. What was that? Mm-hmm. Two seasons ago.
Yeah. They played a couple times. But
that was a fun game.
Yes.
We haven't gotten an Auburn Memphis home and home. Yeah. Out of it. So like, it's kind of where I think if you agree to the Little Rock, you're kind of accepting that this is going to be, if there is a future,
maybe
that's what
don't.
It looks like. So if your hope is, let's play this game and that will open up the lines of communication, I would say if I'm playing the game, I'm not playing it for that reason. I'm playing it so that I can give my fans kind of the opportunity to feel like they have the exorcism.
Well, apart from Auburn, though, apart from Auburn and Kentucky, just think about all the home and homes that Memphis has been able to get with the SEC.
Now, to be fair, like if you look at the teams they're getting home and homes with, it's not – I mean, I guess would you consider Texas A&M the upper echelon of the SEC? Like ultimately, if we're being real, Missouri, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, like the lower half of the SEC in terms of prestige of program.
To me, A&M's kind of the mid-card.
Yeah,
at best.
You're not getting, Tennessee's not willing to play you.
You're not getting
Kentucky hasn't been willing to play you.
Florida, I don't know where I'd put them in the pecking order, but
ultimately, the upper echelon of the SEC has not yet been willing to play them in a home and home.
That's fair. Good point.
You know, so I hope it happens, though, because that series deserves, it should happen. Penny's right. All right, is it wishful thinking? He also said on the show, again, recorded 17 days ago or 16 days before it aired. He once again pegged the percentage of David Jones coming back at 70%. Is that also wishful thinking, Jason?
I don't know. I don't know if it's wishful thinking as much as it is just he is very confident in himself and in what they built sort of together this past season. Like, I think that's what it is more than anything. Like, I think wishful thinking might be a little bit harsh. Mm-hmm. In the grand scheme of things, maybe it is. We don't know. There's still a lot of time to find that out, to figure that out. But I think that he is just supremely confident in what they established together, both on the court and off the court, that that's how he feels. He feels like if things don't work out on the professional front, that he is going to, not only be back here, but that was the other thing that he kind of really broke it down. It wasn't like if it doesn't work out with the professional on the professional side, he said, you know, if you're not on draft boards, usually the advice you get from these guys is to go back to school. So I don't know. Yeah, I feel like he's trying to read between the lines and sort of speak it into existence.
Because I'm curious to know y'all, because I think we would all agree 70 sounds high. I've basically said I'm just kind of coin flippy. Like some days maybe it's 51%. I think he's coming back.
Agreed.
Other days it's 49. But really, what it kind of nets out is it just sounds like a coin flip to me. Does anyone have any problem with that?
I don't. I told somebody just the other day that it's like you know, I mean, we're splitting hairs at this point, but I said 55-45 that he comes back. I just think it's still too early. He's got till May 29th to, you know, make a decision. And he's got till May 29th to convince people that that he has what it takes to level up right now.
Do you think he enters the transfer portal in the next 2 days, which is the deadline? If he's going to enter it, he's got to enter it by Wednesday.
I would not be shocked. It would not surprise me, just from the standpoint of flexibility. Like, it puts everything on the table. It means that he can either come back to Memphis. It means if he goes back to school, he can go somewhere else. It means that he, you know, it doesn't mean that he is going to come back to college at all. It means that everything is still available to him.
Strategically, it seems to be like the move you would be advised to make, even if you were thinking in your back of your head, I'm probably going to come back to Memphis.
It gives you all options.
Correct. Yeah.
It also gives you some leverage, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I found it interesting. So this was, you know, he talked about the schedule stuff, the Arkansas thing. He talked about David Jones. I took note. So this was recorded on April 12th. So I went and looked back. At the point this was recorded, Memphis had gotten P.J. Haggerty and Dane Danger. They had not gotten anyone else. So not Colby Rogers hadn't committed. Tyrese Hunter hadn't committed. Who am I forgetting? Has anyone else committed?
Baraka Okoje.
Yeah, Baraka Okoje hadn't committed. Musa was not viewed as like, I don't even think he had entered the portal yet. And I know he's maybe an option for Memphis as well. But he said some interesting things. He said, once again, like last year, but he seemed, tell me what you think, he seemed more adamant than even last year of, I need to get guys in before June. I need to do a better job at getting guys in early, getting them, you know, cohesive more quickly, if you will, or more being more intentional about who I'm bringing in, how I'm bringing them in, when I'm bringing them in, all that stuff. How I'm building the team throughout the offseason. He sounded very, you know, like, I took note of that. Anything else that you really took note of in this interview that felt, you know, even 17 days later, something we should really be keeping our eye on from Penny Hardaway's perspective?
Well, to the point about, like the sense of urgency that he's working with in terms of getting guys on campus as quickly as possible, I have spoken to all five of the current commitments, or someone who is close to them. And every single one of them has told me late May, early June, whatever the earliest they can be here, whether it's late May or early June, they're going to be here. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, seems like it was something that was part of the much more part of their conversations when he had guys on visits or whether he was talking to him on the phone. Like, it seemed like that was a point of emphasis for him, much more so than it was last year. Other stuff that he talked about, you know, he talked a lot about this toward the end of the season about, you know, getting away from his program's identity of being a defensive first, a defensive-minded team, how he's you know, that he can't lose sight of that. He's not losing sight of that. He will never, you know, like, that's always going to be what he is looking for first and foremost out of who he's going after in the transfer portal. Now, he did acknowledge, you know, like, of course we have to have guys who could shoot. We have to have guys who could put points on the board. But the word he used a couple times was they've got to also be like grunge guys, mm-hmm. grit and grind guys. In addition to being a high level offensive player, and I mean honestly, like, you look across the board, Tyrese Hunter, Baraka Okoje, Dane Danger, you know, they all sort of fit that. I mean, P.J. Haggerty, I think, plays good enough defense, but I also think he's extremely aggressive and high energy. Where he might lack in defensive skill, he's he makes up for it with energy and effort. And so I think, yeah, no, I think everything he said in terms of those things way back when are still holding true and playing out to be, you know, everything that's happened since that interview, it's sort of bearing fruit now.
And last but not least, we're talking to Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer from the Commercial Appeal. Last but not least, they had TJ Bamba on campus this weekend. Any vibe on how that recruitment, where that's headed? What does the future hold for that recruitment for the Villanova transfer?
It's tough to say. You know, he put out the list of finalists, and Memphis was one of six. There were some rumblings that it had been narrowed down beyond that, but I've kind of heard that that might not necessarily be the case. It does not seem like, I don't know. I have not gotten confirmation on this, but this is just kind of like my speculation. It doesn't seem like he left here having committed to Memphis. But, you know, it's like I've been telling people for the last couple of days, I don't think you automatically assume just because someone visited and they left without committing, you shouldn't automatically assume that that's, you know, like bad news. Like,
I will say, though, track record, when they get guys, they commit after they visit. But, yeah, no, you're right. It could. We'll see. We'll see.
I don't know.
If you're him and you're looking at the possibility that David Jones comes back, like, ultimately, right, if you're Bamba, the possibility of David Jones coming back has to weigh on you. You're basically the same position.
Well, let's say I was having this conversation with a couple people over the weekend. Like, let's say TJ Bamba commits and David Jones comes back. Who's coming off the bench? You're not starting five guards. And Haggerty, Hunter, and Rogers didn't come here to come off the bench. So, like, yeah, that's I think what you just said. Like, I'm agreeing with you that you know, it's tough. You gotta kind of wait and see what David's gonna do before you. You know, because Haggerty, Hunter, Rogers are already in, it does make things a little bit more delicate and kind of dicey. These other guards that you're recruiting.
All right, Munns, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Dylan.
That was Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.